Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've brushed your teeth, you've washed your face, and you're ready for your story. Well, tonight's story is going to be called How Do You Fly an Aeroplane? And it's the sequel to How Do You Fly a Hot Air Balloon? Or that, basically that story about the hot air balloon. And now we shall get on with the story. So, Andrex and Little Ted were going to go in an aeroplane for the first time. They were very excited. "I hope we will have something exciting to do," said Little Ted. "Me too," said Andrex. "But for now, let's just focus on getting on the plane." Well, it wasn't very big. It was a tiny monoplane which had two seats in the rear, one seat at the front, and one tiny two-bladed propeller. And they sat in, buckled their seatbelts, and they were off. But then, something very weird happened. Guess what? There was a bird who crashed into the window. And then, the pilot fainted. So, one, there was no one driving the plane. Two, they were like at 15,000 feet high. And three, they were plummeting down to earth, losing 1,000 feet per second. Andrex and Little Ted quickly scrambled to the cockpit, and Andrex grabbed control of the joystick and pulled back as hard as he could. The aeroplane did a loop the loop, and then another one. And then Andrex suddenly let go, and it stopped doing its loop the loops. However, it was upside down. And, well, it's not very good to fly when you're upside down. So, Andrex decided to take control. He taxied the aeroplane through the air and back to the airport. But they landed with a crash. The engine blew up, but they were still alive. But the plane wasn't alive. It was very dead indeed. And it would never fly again. Okay, boys and girls, that was the story. I hope you liked it. Thanks for listening. And I shall see you in the next story. Dream of aeroplanes.